I'm gonna go to Sanlitun.
Okay, make a wish.
Nevertheless, I'm still gonna have a very good day. Hey guys, so today is a little bit special because it's my birthday. Everybody say happy birthday, okay? I'm gonna be watching. I am not the kind of person to feel sad or cry on my birthday. I'm never gonna do that. But I will be honest with you guys and say that I have nothing planned today. I have no idea what I'm gonna do. The basic requirements for my birthday these days as I get older is just I don't want to do any serious hard work. I want to do whatever I want. I want to eat whatever I want and at least go outside and walk around a little bit. Just a really chill day where I do whatever I want. We're starting off the day strong. I got some coffee delivered to me and I also got some bread too. And I want to go outside, but it looks super gray and rainy. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just like walk around a mall or something indoors. This is also my first birthday in China and also the first birthday being so far away from my parents, from my family. So it's kind of strange. And also in America, it's not even my birthday yet because of the time difference. Nevertheless, I'm still gonna have a very good day. And if you're curious, I got a coconut latte. I've realized that coconut lattes and also jasmine lattes and a bunch of other really interesting flavors, they're really popular in China, which is something I've never seen in America, but it is honestly really good. I don't think I've had this brand's coconut though, so let me try. That is really sweet, but really good. It's good.
I think I finally found a place that I want to go to today. I was thinking of going to some kind of park or like a more touristy spot and looking around, but I honestly feel like those would be better to go to on a sunny day with a lot of light and blue skies. So I think for today I'm gonna go to Sanlitun. I think that's how you say it. They have a lot of fancy buildings and a lot of stores and like luxury products. I'm not gonna buy any luxury products. That's just like not really my thing, I would say. But they do have a Brandy Melville, which I love Brandy, okay? Like a lot of my clothes are from Brandy. I want to see what Brandy is like in other countries, like in China. I'm really curious, like, what is the same, what is different. I think I'm gonna head over there a little bit later with my boyfriend, but for now, I think I'm just gonna read and chill a little bit and hope that it doesn't rain. I usually don't read on my Kindle. I just prefer a real physical book to read from, but I have been reading on my Kindle a lot recently because I know there are a lot of bookshops in Beijing, in China in general, like there are a lot of bookstores, but most of the books are Chinese. Again, I can't complain about that, like that's normal, but I am struggling with finding some English books. I don't know if anyone has been to Beijing, anyone who's from Beijing, if you know a place that sells English books, please let me know. I know this is kind of a strange request, or maybe it's just something that's not really common here in China, which is understandable, but I feel like there might be some, so I just want to ask. And I'm not saying that I don't like Chinese books or I don't enjoy reading Chinese books. It's just that it is really difficult for me. I mean, it is a dream of mine. It's like a goal of mine to one day be able to read a whole book in Chinese, like completely in Chinese. But I don't think I'm there yet. I'm sure that most of you can kind of relate. Maybe if English is not your first language and then you try to read an English book, it's like really tiring, you feel sleepy, right? Like it's kind of the same for me when I try to read a Chinese book. Actually, I was looking around in a bookstore the other day and I found some of these like graphic novels and some that I really love, like Naruto. And I was thinking of buying the Chinese version of like the first couple volumes of Naruto to just see if I could follow along to see if I could understand the Chinese and maybe learn something, because I know the story. I love that series. So I think I might start from there, like reading those graphic novels and then building my way up to actual novels.
I had to say goodbye to my cat before leaving. I feel like I have some separation anxiety, and I'm always wondering what she's doing when I'm gone. Our first stop of the day is Brandy Melville. I wasn't sure what it would be like, but this place was absolutely ginormous. It was huge. It was almost overwhelming to try and look at everything. And they did have stuff that I've never seen at my local Brandy. Honestly, I wanted to buy everything. And ironically, the line to try things on was super long, but there was no line to check out. Next door, they even had a Brandy cafe, but I was actually craving coconut water instead. All of the shops around here are pretty modern and trendy, and I could easily see myself spending hours just sitting and enjoying the atmosphere here.
But I just wonder what they do every day.
Good.
From Brandy, it's just a quick walk to the major shopping area. It's a really cool place to walk around, even if you don't plan on buying anything, because the stores here are on another level.
Don't look in?
No.
Seriously?
Yes.
No. It's so big on my face.
Does it even count as shopping if you don't go to Pop Mart? I feel like every time I go there, there's something newer and cuter. And of course, they always have Labubu out in front. But personally, I like Xingxingren and this guy a lot more. All that walking made me super hungry. And the only thing that could satisfy that hunger was hot pot. You can also get your nails done for free here too. But I couldn't wait any longer for my food. I was so hungry. This really hit the spot too, because I love a tomato-based hot pot, but it's been hard for me to find it in this area. By the time we finished eating, it was already getting dark. The vibe totally changed, so it felt like discovering something all over again. And I feel like there's something here for everyone. You can get some cute snacks, you can go to the bars, have a fancy dinner, or walk around and shop. I'm the type of person who chooses snacks over everything.
Okay, make a wish.
Ta-da.
Huh. Is that hard? Seriously? It's not an ice cream cake, right?
No.
What? Maybe you shouldn't put it in the fridge. Oh my gosh. Are you serious? Can I help you? Wow. It's kind of cold, but...